Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pod.
We're starting at a smooth 7 p.m. Yeah, Jerry's gone. He's sailing.
Hot 7 p.m. Oh, wow. He's really in the high seas.
He's really in the high seas in Catalina. I mean, he sent me a picture of a real life. Whatever. It's fine.
What?
I mean, a real life buffalo.
They have buffalo there?
They have buffalo. They have everything there. Did
the man place buffalo there?
Man must have placed buffalo there.
I'm upset.
I'm sorry.
Seems weird for them.
I'm sorry to upset you. Wow, Kevin really made it.
I mean, he almost died. Can you believe it? He got his period and then almost died.
Kevin got a really bad heavy flow earlier. Like, I was scared he was going to have to sit out gym class, but he pulled it together. Like, he got here, you know?
Did you ever pull that line to get out of gym class? I have a really heavy flow.
No.
I've never really, that's like, I mean, it was embarrassing when you were a kid to say that you have a period, but like, I scream it from the mountaintops now if I even try to get one, if one even seeps in my month.
I always try, you know?
Yeah.
It's a concerted effort.
Let me talk about it.
We are drinking. I just want to be honest.
Drinking. And I was like, what is that?
No. I just want to be honest with the listeners, many of whom have not given us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, that we are drinking.
We hold it against you all.
We really do, I gotta say. But you know what? God bless you. Who are your bad boys on the block this week?
Wow. My name is Zoe Clark.
Oh, wait,
I want to run along fast right now.
I forgot. And I'm Julia Davidovich. And whoa, slow down, bro.
I can't. You're hammered. It's a Sunday fun day.
Look, it's a Sunday fun day. It's a smooth 7:02 p.m. right now.
Smooth, like 3 degrees Celsius outside, or Fahrenheit, or whatever.
It has been cold at night, I gotta say. We brought out our down comforter. Have you done that yet?
Oh, yeah. Down's been out. Down and out.
For how long have you been down and out?
I sleep with one on the regular. I don't know what I do. I forget what I do in the summer now. It's been a year since the summer.
It's been years since the summer. So I understand where you're coming from.
Wait, what do you like when you sleep at night? Sorry, creepy question. Are you a blanket angel? Or do you not want a single sheet touching your legs?
Okay, so growing up, I never had a top sheet.
Disgusting. What do you mean by this? Like between the comforter and your
legs? And my body.
No, yeah. I hate it.
I was like such a restless sleeper. I would just kick them to the bottom all the time.
No. But now I'm people who are like this.
Now I'm obsessed with my top sheet. I like can't believe I ever slept without a top sheet.
Getting grimy little feet on a comforter and then sleeping with it is just...
No,
I mean, it's an apocalypse for me personally.
I'm obsessed with my top sheet now. But usually I'll have my top sheet, of course. I have a bottom sheet as well. Two pillows. Okay. I have a hard and a soft.
Oh, a hard. Yeah, I have a hard and soft. Is the hard on the bottom, soft on the top? Is that how you do it?
Honestly,
it's so personal.
Also, honestly, I alternate. How about you?
It's whatever's cold, baby. I'm like a meme on the fucking internet.
I'm just searching for cold
sides of the pillow.
Yeah. So, I mean, with two pillows, you have four options. So that's just a little bit of math.
It's true. I love putting 11 blankets on myself and then getting too hot and then starving for cold pillow temperatures. It's quite pathetic.
I have my top sheet, I have my quilt, and then I have like, sometimes I'll stick like one leg out. Like I'll get wild and stick a leg out, and I won't be under any It won't be under any covers at all.
I know the bare feeling. Something about me. I like to cram my leg between the wall and the bed where it's cold. Have you ever done that?
You're a crammerama. I'm a leg crammer. I had a crammer growing up, and I did like it.
It's fun. Just kidding. It's not fun. It is, it's just like
it is simply a thrill to just like have a leg down there because the wall is so cold.
It's a lot safer when it's between your wall and the bed because you don't know, something could completely eat your foot on the other side, which is how I look at it.
Never thought about it, but you're right. That's always a threat. Mm-hmm. Are do you have a wall at your current in your current situation?
Oh no, it's just open everything, maybe. Yeah, it's just like, yeah. If you put it on the side, you'll fall right
out
of bed.
It's like a peninsula. It's like Florida.
It's like a, it's truly an island.
Yeah.
It is. It's an island. Peninsula, though. No, you're right. It's a peninsula. It's attached to
If your bed is imagine? An, if your bed is an island, please email Diane.
I really want to see a picture of someone's bed just in the center of their room.
And
I
it mean, doesn't count if their bed is a circle because no. That would, I mean, why wouldn't you put it in the center?
Do you think
of the room?
Any That's of our listeners case. Have a circular bed?
At least one. I think
I stayed
and
at
we
an
know
Airbnb.
Who you are.
We do. I'm thinking of who are you thinking of?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, great. I did stay at an Airbnb once that had a circular bed.
Oh, that's hot. Okay,
it wasn't Let's particularly sexy. It was in Pennsylvania. I was there for a friend's wedding. It was a very weird Airbnb.
I love a weird Airbnb.
Do you want to just like go to Pennsylvania for no reason right now?
Let's just go to Pennsylvania for no reason right now.
I would love to. With numbers on the rise, we should absolutely take a vacation to the middle of Pennsylvania.
Oh, just saw the most depressing citizen update with the, you know, the code. Do you get those COVID updates from them? Where it's like, the rate is now 2 or 1 to 2, which means it's rising rapidly.
It's a 1 to 2. We're at 1 to 2.
We're at 1 to 2, baby. We made it. So, you know.
I couldn't agree more.
We really killed it. I think maybe we'll start a pool to see how high our daily cases get because you know, of selfish people in this country.
You and Shannon had a little bet-a-rama going on.
We do. I definitely think it's going to surpass my bet, though. I'm at 200K. Shannon thinks 300K. What do you think the
300K
daily
rate could be? New cases a day.
Yeah.
I honestly, like when you first posited that to me, I think we're going to be at 200,000 by this podcast. But on Thursday, we're going to hit 200 is my guess.
That sounds about right. That is grim as fuck.
Man. Yeah.
I can't believe we just listened to stats about like infection and death literally all day and just like ratio rates of everything.
Should we be like, if you guess within 10,000 of our peak, daily new cases, we'll send you a free Diane mask.
Oh yeah, and
that's a good idea.
Maybe.
Okay,
feels
sure.
Like one of those little... Yeah.
I mean, I.
Oh, this is random. I don't know. I'm gonna keep burping. Sorry. Now that I'm drinking a beverage.
Yeah.
This was Naya Rivera was on this last episode of Eric Andre. And they still aired it. It was did very random.
Did it say like RIP?
Yeah, it said, yeah, we meant now malice or whatever. Rest in peace, queen, etc.
Okay. I just wouldn't air it.
I just wouldn't air it. You know, just maybe do another interview. Or just, like, yeah, find just, some filler. I'm sure you have a lot of stuff that is just on the floor.
Yeah, take something off the floor. That's it feels weird. I mean, I don't know. What do I know? Nothing. Pretty much nothing. Pretty close to nothing. So who are your bad boys on the block this week?
Oh my God, I have two.
That's incredible. I have one.
Okay.
I have two.
No competition. Yeah, squeeze them out.
You want me to squeeze them?
I mean, just in general, squeeze them out. You can go first absolutely. If you'd like.
Well, a bird pooped on my leg. Isn't that unbelievable?
I like it.
First of all, yes, I am suing. No, I was sitting in my yard with my brother, weirdly enough. And
he really brings the bad news around, doesn't he?
He really does. And I was just chilling. And then a bird pooped on my leg, but it was like, I barely felt it. It was like so lightweight. Like the bird poop was practically a marshmallow. Like I barely felt it on my leg. And
like, did a hummingbird shit on you?
It was just like a pt,
pt. Ooh.
And I looked and there was bird poop on my leg and I took a photo. I'll send it to you now so you can see that I'm being truthful. And I sat with it there for like a little bit. And I was like, should I change my pants? Because it's like a little enough amount that it wasn't going to ruin my life, but it still bothered me and I'm a little grossed out by it.
So you're not in the obviously realm of people who think that it's good luck.
Well, my brother said it was
the tiniest shit I've ever seen.
Okay.
And
how
I
much
seen
did you
some shit.
How big did you think it was going to be? Like an oil spill?
This looks like a tear in your pants. We will definitely put this in Slammerama for the viewers.
You could definitely see my Crocs.
Are you sure this is shit?
Yes. What else would that be? Did you zoom in?
Yeah. That's shit. It looks like a hole in jeans. Yeah. I mean, listen, voter die coming up. Is this bird shit or is this actually a hole in her jeans?
No, it's literally bird shit. And my brother
actually felt. Was your brother's just whispering near you, just getting on your leg?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was just his brotherly droplets.
Horrifying. I never want to hear brotherly droplets. Brotherly droplets.
Delicious.
Beautiful Zoe.
Oh, yes. Brotherly droplets. Okay, who's your next bad? Who's your bad boy on the block? Do you shame me for only having a little bit of bird poop on my leg?
Oh my God. Listen, three times in my life I've been shit on, not ashamed to admit it, by birds. And like,
live your truth, girl.
Shut up. Every single time it's been good luck. And like every single time I've been shocked at how fast the good luck comes. So,
what do you mean?
Something's coming. Literally, I got my first big girl job. I found two gigantic. What do you call them? Strips of bus tickets, completely randomly. Yeah. And $60 someone left in an ATM.
Wait,
all of
how,
those things happened
how many days
right after,
after
I got shit on?
Right after?
Day of. Yeah.
Day of? Nothing good happened to me day of.
I mean, I don't know. Reassess your day. Maybe it only happens to people who believe.
I did watch all of Dash and Lily in one sitting. So I guess that was good luck in a way. Hmm.
What a mitzvah.
Early TV talk.
Full of jam.
Happy to hear them.
I wish. Okay. Go ahead with your bad boy.
Let's see. Oh, our weed lamp died. Lamp.
Donk.
Yeah. I mean, rude. It died like 3 months into having it. Very rude. I mean, probably.
Are you going to leave a bad review?
I don't know. I didn't buy it. I think he already did, actually. I think he really went off. But
the dog popped off.
Yeah, he popped off. He also had to convince an Amazon customer service agent, which isn't really that hard. I mean, all you have to do is a little pushing and they're like, listen, guy, it has so many bad reviews.
Oh, it does?
Allegedly. So anyway, wasn't in charge of that purchase.
Are you getting a
free
one? Okay, great.
No, we're getting the money back.
Amazing, amazing. Get the
And then second quick bad boy.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to sound like the most annoying piece of shit, but Lush.
Okay, Lush.
So I was redeeming a gift card.
Ooh, redemption alert.
Redemption.
She's coming back.
Gone. And... already their website sucks and it doesn't accept the gift cards I've put in for some reason. So every time I have to call them, make them manually put it in, is truly the most annoying experience on earth. I don't know who these people are who like being on customer service calls with people. I certainly don't. They straight up entered my email wrong. And I was just like, so is my order accepted? Cause I never got an email and being that annoying bitch. Mm-hmm, and, you know, I was just like, I'm so sorry to call you, but I know that I haven't received an email and, you know,
I think
and they're like
completely valid.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And the guy just truly could not understand my last name at all. And he just kept spelling it wronger and wronger. And it's I don't think it's the hardest of Slavic Russian last names. It's
David.
Truly Ovich. So Ovich. Easy.
Yeah. I mean, you can get it wrong twice, I think. That's fair.
Sure.
You could throw in an accidental T, Vich.
You could throw in a T, but I don't know why people just start thinking O's or I's, and you're just I don't know where you got that from.
Davidovich.
I'm not sure why you've never like seen
Davidovok. That'd be sweet if your name was Julia Davidovok.
And just like, it just doesn't seem hard to pronounce. And maybe I'm biased, but like, it just doesn't seem that hard. And it just seems like so many people have such a hard time with it. And you're like, just sound it out. It's really not that hard. You know all these letters.
I'm blessed.
Anyway, Julia's gripe corner.
I mean, that's going to happen to you for the rest of your life. So
I love it. I love it. I don't care. I love it.
Unless you change your name to Julia David, then you could be Craig David's wife.
Ooh,
you know Craig David?
Is he Canadian? Bingy? I think he kind of is.
I mean, if he's definitely on Canadian watch. Are you checking?
I am, and I don't know if he was in the band Moist or if I'm getting my
your David's mixed
what's
up.
What's it called? My David wires crossed. Craig David.
Craig David sing Monday. Took you for a drink on Tuesday. Oh, we were making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
He's from the UK. That kind of rhymes with what you were singing, but no.
Yeah, fine enough. Well,
Diane,
I knew he wasn't.
Know who I'm talking about, Don.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. I'm going to be as chill about getting married as possible right now. Married alert. I got married. So that's great, but it's true.
I mean, it's here.
It's here. You know, my mom's friends want to buy me gifts, and I'm not going to say no to a fucking free blender, baby. So,
no.
And they didn't even have to come. Like, this is a dream come true. I love this pandemic.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin.
We'll get into that later, but there was a problem with one of the things, and my aunt from Norway tried to get me a bookshelf from Crate and Barrel, and it was a whole hullabaloo, and she ended up having to call back, and whatever. This is just a long-winded way of saying that she called Crate and Barrel Cracker Barrel, and it was really charming, and I loved it.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
That's
She's
adorable.
Norwegian. So wow,
they probably all they probably all were just like, oh my God, she has to get married in a pandemic like this.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm,
I know. And I'm like,
secretly,
okay.
You're just like, wonderful.
Yeah,
this is all I've ever wanted.
This is truly a dream. So I'm a kept woman now. That's a bad boy, I guess. And
I think it's a great boy.
No, it's a great boy. It's been a great boy.
It's definitely a cute boy for sure.
It's a cute boy.
It's sweet.
It's a sweet little boy.
It's
so
a sweet little boy.
Sweet little boy on the block. Nothing weird about that. moving on. Do you have any other ones?
Wow. Do you hear the like screaming coming from the Call of Duty Babooty in the other room?
Yeah, I definitely.
Call of Duty Booty.
I definitely do hear the Call of Duty Booty, but I don't want to like be a bitch. But yeah, Jerry's out on his sailing trip, and I haven't had to hear the sound of Call of Duty in days, and it's been a blessing.
Oh wow, to be in this household
with
the Call of Duty booty.
Okay, I guess we can move on to our bad boy of the week. It's our first like bad boy in a few ones.
Yeah, I mean we've had some loosey-gooseys, but you know, it feels like the world's been on vacation.
It really does.
This fucking election.
It really does feel like we've been on vacation. Now we're getting back to the serious business of discussing men.
Mensa.
So this guy, he's definitely a Mr.
Wow. I mean, he's done simply a lot.
He's a Mr. Glove Your Gal.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely a Mr.
Steal
Bronco.
Your stuff back, your gal.
I mean,
steal your mem.
Steal your memorabilia, your girl.
Nothing is.
That's
nothing
certainly. He's definitely going to be remembered for stealing back his memorabilia. It's O.J. Simpson.
Aw, OJ, you're so weird.
OJ?
Actually, such a murderer.
Such a murderer, but it's weird that he's such a murderer, but also acts like the way he does in his Twitter videos. Like, all of his Twitter videos are like basically about fantasy football.
I want to like him.
It's weird. And also, I didn't realize until today that I've had him blocked on Twitter this whole time. Like, I blocked him. Why? like
I
to
love
prove
those
a, to prove a point to myself that like I didn't want to support this murderer.
Yeah, I definitely love random blocks that I forgot that I blocked, but like you've had OJ blocked since he joined Twitter, which is when he was released from prison.
Well, he was released from prison in 2017, but I think he joined Twitter.
Had Twitter before.
Right, no, but I think he joined Twitter when Ron Goldman's sister was making that podcast.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was like in response to that.
Saddest podcast on fucking earth, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just, okay, well, guess his current net worth.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a damn Jeffrey. That's a damn JT.
That's a damn JT.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin.
That's a new drop of tune. That's OJ for the wreck.
Yeah. I don't know. This is a tough one because I don't know. 12 million?
3 million. Although it's like very, like, according to he is on Wealthy Gorilla. And, but according to Celebrity Net Worth and Wealthy Gorilla, they all say 3 million.
Okay. So they're all agreed on one number, I guess.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So there's a consensus. They all had a meeting. They've all projected the same president, and it's that OJ Simpson is worth $3 billion.
Oh wow! I guess he can't run for president because he's been to jail. I mean, I don't know if what the rules are. Literally at all.
Who knows? I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite football player? OJ Simpson, OJ Simpson, okay. Or Aaron Hernandez?
Oh, what? What yeah. The hell? No, neither. No.
Okay, mine would be OJ.
This is a trick question.
Do you think OJ has CTE?
Jesus Christ. Honestly, it's a possibility. I just think anyone that does that sport could.
Right. Well,
this
I mean,
feels like a possibility.
He's absolutely on CTE watch. There's no denying.
I guess so.
Okay, so OJ Simpson in 1994. Trial of the century, some might call it. Definitely Jam Jeffrey Toobin would say that. So OJ was arrested and charged with the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and a gentleman named Ron Goldman. Eventually he was acquitted, and then he paid $33.5 million. He lost the civil case and had to pay out $33.5 million for wrongful death.
So, right.
That's the briefest description of like literally 18 million miniseries that exist. But
there's so many, and there's so many of them that are just like the other perspective of it, or like what really happened to Nicole, or who's Nicole's real killer. And it's like,
right.
I mean, if he was at least tried for wrongful, what is it? The liable
wrongful,
for death?
Yeah. The wrongful death. He, in a civil.
I think we
civil,
found the killer at least.
Right. I mean, and. It's, yeah, I mean, you know, we're not going to analyze the OJ case here.
No, certainly not. Which was your favorite portrayal? Did you like the documentaries? Did you like the actual, like, our boy
the
Robert
FX?
Kardashian's version?
Well, it's weird to me that, like, Cuba Gooding Jr. played OJ when Cuba Gooding Jr. is, like, has since been exposed as a real perverama. He's a real Wilmer perverama. He is.
He really, yeah.
Listen
to that episode because I certainly don't remember all of it.
Did we do him? We did.
Yeah, we did Cuba Batting. Do you want to break out your book?
Well,
you've got it in front of you.
I weirdly enough, I'm on a new book.
I lost my book. Oh.
I'm on a new book.
Wow.
I'm on page 2 of I know, so I don't know where that other book is.
Listen,
she's fucking dead
89
to me.
Feeling fine. Just
I know. I'm sorry. But no, I do like being able to flip back and being like, oh, yeah, Cuba Batting. No, but he was accused of groping. Oh, remember he groped that waitress on video, and there was that guy that did that weird dance.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oof, who could forget
that weird dance?
Yeah, let's
letter.
Definitely
maybe,
bring back the weird we'll dance.
Yeah, it just I don't know. His portrayal. I don't know. It made me hate him too. Cause I was just like,
right.
Why are you, I don't know. It's just,
because
it just
honestly,
was too perfect that he too became a bad man.
Yeah. Watching the, like I watched the CNN one today, as research, and watching the footage of him in on trial, like, he was so much more charming than Cuba Gooding played him.
Yeah.
Like, watching him, I was a little bit like, damn, that jawline. I gotta say it. And wow. I never thought you that really about Cuba Gooding Jr.
Donkey.
I mean, that's exactly what it's for.
Yeah.
Okay, so John Travolta's jawline?
No, not for me.
Did you know that Robert Shapiro started LegalZoom?
What?
Isn't that wacky?
Ah, I don't even know which one that is.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I do know what it, I do know which one it is. wow, that's incredible news that Robert Shapiro started LegalZoom. You heard it here first.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
To quote Alan Dershowitz, who was he was interviewed in the CNN thing, their dream team was more like a nightmare team.
Okay, amazing quote. like, wow.
I know. Wow. He should definitely write a whole book about it. And
so, wait, he was on the dream team for a bit, wasn't he?
I think he was. He was definitely tangentially involved in the dream team. Maybe he was evicted from the dream team.
Wow. God. Would you do that for a high stakes trial? Would you stay away from your family for months on end?
Like literally 6 months. Well, they were told it was going to be 3 months, and then it ended up being like 8 months or something like that.
I mean, it's basically quarantine.
Yeah, it's basically quarantine, but like with nobody, and you can't like be on the computer. It would be completely different now, because in like 1994, there wasn't the internet really, you know?
Imagine.
Like, yeah, you it would couldn't really have your cell phones.
Hell on earth.
I guess you could just watch Netflix.
I mean, imagine though, if you only had Netflix or only had a hotel TV, if you could only watch Forensic Files, that would be fine for me.
That'd be fine. But you would learn so much.
I would then become a detective.
The case famously had a lot of problems. The cops fucked up 1,000,000,000 times. There was the racist cop, Mark Furman, who said the N-word on tape and then lied about it on the stand. There were just so many mishaps and mishoodles. And then, of course, it's like in the wake of the Rodney King protests in Los Angeles, and it's all just a perfect storm, and he was found innocent.
So yeah, so I guess he didn't get any jail time for that, but he did pay them some big. Who did he end up paying? Just the family?
Yeah, I think both families, the Goldmans and Nicole Brown's family.
What did I watch? The E! Hollywood Story one.
Beautiful.
I don't know, I watched that garbage
beautiful
one.
Beautiful story.
Beautiful stories. Incredible, but like also.
Damn. Jeffrey Toobin.
It was so obvious, like, that so many of these people just really wanted to get on camera. And even though they had, for some like points of it, there were like, you know, people that were on the stand that were like friends of Nicole's. And then they were like, yeah, he was really acting weird that night. And it's just like, just crazy. And then OJ just kind of being like, I've met that woman maybe one time.
Right. I mean,
it's just like, okay, I mean, I kind of believe you. I believe that people may just want to like connect themselves to it just for the sole purpose of being involved.
Another thing that they fucked up on, I mean, they fucked up on 1,000 things, but all of the domestic violence claims that Nicole had against OJ, and I guess they had, I wrote this down. They had 62 incidents. The prosecution had 62 incidents, and none of them were admitted. Because, like, the defense, I guess, like, argued them out.
So nuts.
But she, I mean, obviously, like, he did it.
It's so crazy that you could argue out those many instances. I mean, it is fucking chilling. There are recordings of her just being like, yep, he's back. And you're
and
like,
he is going to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking monstrous. Yeah. Very scary.
But, you know, they don't believe women when there's a powerful man in the picture.
True. And then like Ron really was entirely overshadowed and just like a casualty of the situation.
Right. I mean, it's, and it's like the story isn't really about the, like, it's such a media spectacle and it's all about Nicole Brown Simpson. And it's weird because it's like, do you want your son to be part of that narrative? Like, if you're, I don't, I have no idea. I don't have a kid and they certainly have not been murdered by OJ Simpson. But would I want them to be like so in the narrative? Would it, or would it be more, you know, it's like hard to say.
Really hard to say. I'm sure there's, I think that was the sole purpose of her podcast, you know, from her perspective at least, or at least what she was saying about like, I guess like, erasure of it all, mm-hmm. or like his experience, or just what they would refer to him as and stuff, I guess. Just kind of like, I can't think of the word right now, but just, you know, unfavorable.
Right, right.
And depiction, it's like, of him in the media.
Totally. Yeah. Did you know that I've met Kato Kaelin?
No. Why?
Isn't that weird? So it was when I worked on Not Safe with Nikki Glaser. And he was a fan of hers or something like that. And she had invited him to be on the podcast that she did with the show. And I was in the same room, but I wasn't like on the podcast or whatever. I was just like, you know, present. And he kept saying things and like pounding it with me. He kept like putting out his fist to pound it. And I kept doing it. It was weird. He was a weird guy.
We're bros.
Yeah, actually, we're pretty much bros. And he brought in, he was like starting his own line of sweatpants, and he brought in a pair. And his thing with the sweatpants was they had a special pocket for a remote control, like a TV remote. Wow. And it was like a humongous, like long pocket. It's like literally the most useless shit in the world.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin.
And it was called like so Slackerware or something like that. Wow. And so I had those until Sully ate the crotch out of them.
No. I can't believe you.
So shout out to Kato Kaelin.
Wow.
Beautiful Zoe. Okay. So after he was not found guilty in that, in 2001, he was arrested for a traffic violation where he ripped a pair of sunglasses off a motorist's face.
Random.
So random. He was acquitted. Also in 2001, his house in Miami was searched on suspicion of ecstasy and that he was like in a drug ring or something. And they didn't find anything except they found a satellite TV. They found like a device that stole satellite TV from DirecTV. And then eventually... So they were looking for ecstasy in the house. They find this like satellite that steals TV stuff from DirecTV. Eventually, DirecTV won a $25,000 settlement in 2004 with OJ for because he was stealing their cable.
Wow, that's so fucking crazy.
It's just like it's weird. It's weird. I mean, do you think he was in the drug ring?
I don't know. No, I don't know. Hard to say. I don't know.
Nearly impossible to say whether OJ was in an ecstasy drug ring.
This doesn't seem like his vibe, but I don't know.
I know.
Plenty of people are like trying to make money in bizarre ways, but
he definitely does not have an ecstasy vibe to me.
I don't know. He was a little bit of a partier, wasn't he?
Yeah, probably. And then in 2002, he was pulled over in a boat for speeding in a manatee protection zone.
What the hell does that? What? Like a manatee, like the animal?
I guess there's like an area somewhere and he was boating too quickly through it. And it's like a place where manatees live and exist. So you're not supposed to speed through it. I don't know. It was on his Wikipedia page, so I thought I would include it.
Wow. Well, I hope that's true.
And then
I really do.
In 2007 is when he was actually arrested for real and ended up going to jail for a robbery where a group of men broke into a hotel room in Vegas and robbed Bruce Fromang. Wrote down his name because I thought it was weird. Robbed him at gunpoint. And he had like a bunch of sports memorabilia that OJ claims he stole from him. But OJ was eventually sentenced to 33 years in prison, eligible for parole in 9. He did 9 years and was released in 2017. And wow. Since then, he's just been lollygagging on the internet, talking about his fantasy football takes, cursing out Jeffrey Toobin, obviously being disrespectful to Ron Goldman's sister. And and Jeffrey Toobin wrote like a book about it.
I wonder how Jeffrey Toobin feels about that all.
I don't know.
Does he know he's being clowned?
He definitely knows he's being clowned. I mean, he was laid off from the New Yorker.
Yeah, he was.
Oof, he really was. But he hasn't. Yeah, honestly. Absolutely.
Wow.
I don't feel bad.
No, I mean, the man pulled his pee-pee out.
The man pulled his pee-pee out. There's just no denying what happened. But how about you? What's your favorite, like, OJ medium?
I don't know. I like the portrayal the most. The documentaries all kind of like recycle the same shit.
I know.
And use the same people that have like basically no connection to them, or like maybe a little bit of connection, but just like whatever.
I mean, I loved American Crime Story when it came out. I was like excited to see the next season of American Crime Story. After watching that one. It was the Versace one. And it just didn't hit
the
same way.
That was a good one.
It didn't hit the same way.
It didn't, but it was still good.
I mean, what's an American Crime Story? I heard that they were going to do Monica Lewinsky, but I'm hoping they don't. You would really like that? I mean, I would like to see... You know what? No, they are doing it, because I remember I was having a conversation with Mike, and we don't have to gobble it, I guess, about who we think would play Bill Clinton. Remember Beanie Feldstein is playing Monica Lewinsky?
I would not remember that, but like...
Okay, so yeah, she's going to be... Beanie Feldstein is playing Monica Lewinsky in Impeachment America Crime Story.
It's still happening then.
Sarah Paulson is playing Linda Tripp. Obviously, everything he does has to have Sarah Paulson in it. Okay, Clive Owen is playing Bill Clinton.
Hmm.
Do you want me to share my screen so you could see what he looks like?
I mean, I know.
It's okay. It's pretty close, I guess. I mean, I can see how, like, young Bill Clinton, though. I mean, Beanie Feldstein is perfect for Monica Lewinsky. That's amazing.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So what else about OJ? Juice. The juice is loose, of course. I know the chase ruined your birthday party.
Oh, my God, it did. I was what?
It really
eight?
Did.
What year was that?
I don't know. I wasn't there, but it's something you've mentioned before, that the Bronco chase happened on your birthday.
Yeah. Pivotal moment in my life. Everyone paid attention to that instead of me. Maybe that's why
that
I don't like attention now.
Yeah, it's definitely OJ's
fault. I blame
OJ.
Yeah.
I mean, I blame OJ too. Like, who else is there to blame?
Scientology.
You're right. I mean, he's never done Scientology. I'll give him that.
That's good, though. I mean, that would really suckle his money dry.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't have enough money to do Scientology. And they don't need to associate themselves with someone who's already problematic. And they also don't like Black people, I don't think. Allegedly, I think. I don't know. I made that up, but it seems right.
I'm sure they're racist, but like, I wonder who their next big celeb poll is going to be. Is Scientology going to have a next big celeb poll? Email Diane if you
email
know.
Diane. I wonder if it would be like a TikTok star.
Ooh, that could be one.
What if it's like one of the Kardashian kids? Like, not Northwest, because she's probably 6, but maybe Northwest in 10 years.
Honestly, I could see that. I could see definitely a celebrity child falling for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to need guidance, because their lives are so fucked up.
It's true. And they would, I don't know, they would definitely fall into something like that, where they're just like, do you want us to take care of literally everything?
Yeah. And I would say yes.
Mm-hmm. If I was a child star, I'd be like, yeah, please do the work for me. I don't know how to pay my taxes.
I'm glad I wasn't a child star, though, personally.
I'm not. I say, give me money. I don't care if I'm fucked up now.
I watched the Justin Bieber YouTube documentary. Did I already talk about this on the podcast?
No. There's a YouTube documentary?
It's like 30 minutes long. Have you heard his new song called Lonely, where he's like really sad about his life?
No.
Okay, let's watch it.
Why is his life so bad? Justin Bieber, what's going on?
So he, there's this music video that he did for the song called Lonely.
Safe to say, where, I don't know if I've ever seen one of his music videos.
What?
This may be a first for me. I know. Can you believe?
I honestly can't. Okay. So in this video, Jacob Tremblay, the young male actor, plays Justin Bieber as a teenager. And the whole song is about how he was a child star, but he felt so alone. It's basically Lucky by Britney Spears, except he wrote it later. Okay. So there's Jacob Tremblay.
So far, so great.
Do you see him dressed up as Justin Bieber?
Yeah, that's quintessential look.
It's honestly classic look.
Purple hoodie, white. We'll put on a slider.
Everything else. Yeah. Isn't this moving?
Yeah, I'm depressed now.
Why is he getting ready in an empty, in this weird fucking place?
Yeah, that's definitely a Canadian underneath of a church.
You've never heard this song?
No.
I don't like this song at all. You know, Jerry proposed to me to a Justin Bieber song.
You told me, but which one was it?
It was Intentions. It was an accident. It just happened to play afterwards.
I mean, beautiful moment. Beautiful moment.
Yeah, beautiful proposal to Justin Bieber.
This child is what, 13?
Yeah, this child somewhere around there. Why did they say he had to go to stage like stat when it looks like nobody's there?
Shit is heavy.
Shit is so heavy. He's stretching his quads.
Wow. Practicing his dance moves. I
hated
that.
Does this make you feel guilty for doing a Justin Bieber episode of Bad Boy Pod?
Not at all. Literally not at all. My kid's a brat.
Yeah,
I definitely watched his roast a few weeks ago.
Just to feel?
Just to feel. No, to practice for your bachelor.
Oh. Cute. Yeah, I mean, I don't trust Justin Bieber. This is where...
Poor Justin.
I know. Don't you feel horrible for him? Now he's married to Haley Baldwin.
Horrible for him for dressing like Wario.
That's definitely his biggest crime. Does this make you nostalgic for theaters? Guess who's watching? You'll never guess.
Wow, I can't wait. Wait, is that?
That's Justin.
No, Justin, you're watching yourself as a baby?
That's correct. Can you believe it?
Profound. I'm a changed person.
Anyway, so that's pretty much moved me to tears. Anything else about OJ Simpson?
I don't know. He hasn't done anything recently except, wait, what was that video you sent me? He definitely voted for Biden. So that's
you think he voted for Biden?
I think he did.
Okay. He really wants our next president to heal the divided nation. So,
true.
Just an interesting thing about OJ is he thinks there's too much hate.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah. That's great for him. I would say probably the worst thing he did was murder two people.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, get over your ex, first of all.
True. Ouch. You said it.
Wow. Went there. Really went there.
I don't know. It's just so weird that this is someone we know killed someone and he's just like roaming around talking about fantasy football on Twitter and being like, I'm at the golf course. It's just weird.
It's really weird. It is really weird.
It's really weird. But
semi-celebrity status. He's been in movies. People just, whatever. People like or hate the man.
I know. And like, it wouldn't surprise me if he was on SNL someday. You know what I mean? He
could absolutely host SNL.
He's definitely on SNL hosting watch.
Oh, yeah. Adam, right on that list.
Yeah, he's right on the list.
Who else is on that list?
Do you think OJ is on Masked Singer watch?
Honestly, yes. Honestly,
I do too.
Yes.
I do too. Wow. He really is.
Incredible. He could be under one of those masks, right? Probably not. But... We'll talk about that soon.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. It's geared up to be quite an interesting finals we got. I think there are less people early TV talk, sorry, but there are less people on this season of Masked Singer than there were in last, I think.
Yes, because I feel like last season they had like
it was
four groups or something, and it was just like, we're doing the most, the right, most on top of the most.
Right, but now it's just three, and they're still doing the most, but it's a more manageable number of people. So I have nothing else about OJ, unless if you want to shut the door on Heisman Trophy winner, football star, OJ Simpson.
I feel like they have.
I feel like they have.
Definitely. I mean, various places, parties.
Definitely
venues.
Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing, is the trial was in 94, and Sugar Ray All Day Off the Charts in Our Hearts was like more late 90s. So was it like cool to hang out with OJ Simpson in the late 90s? Probably not.
You're probably right.
But it's still entirely possible they've met.
I kind of feel like Mark McGrath definitely would have accepted the results of the trial and would have been like, you know what? You're right. He's not a murderer. And I like the guy.
Right. You're right. He would, you know? he's quick to forgive. He really does believe in the criminal justice system.
I think so. I really think he believes in, good old.
Oh, wow. And she's back too.
Can you believe it?
Incredible. Do you have any good boys?
Did I write it down? I don't think so. Do I have any good boys? Go first.
Well, we got a rice cooker off our registry and I love it. And you're right. And she sings a little song.
Wow. And a little doodly doop.
A little doodly doop. I don't know if it's the same one that you have or not, but it makes
at the beginning
really
she
good
does
rice.
Twinkle.
Yeah, I think she does. Does it say like neuro fluffer on it or something like that?
No, but that sounds adorable. Maybe
I'm
it does.
I'm going to take a photo and we could put a picture of that in Wilmer.
We'll
Sully's
put both
pacing
our,
around probably because
our cookers in the slider.
Probably, yeah. We'll do a side by side of our rice cookers. Sully's
oh my God,
been
you can make. Are you going to make him rice from it tonight?
I already made him rice. He still has some leftover rice. He's pacing around the room, which is something he usually does when he's about to have bloody diarrhea on the floor.
Oh, bloody!
He's doing it truly right. Couldn't be closer to me. It's just right behind me, directly behind my podcasting.
And animals are just like us.
The good news is it's not completely liquid. So moving
wow,
on.
Oh, that's really good news.
It is. It really is, actually.
Yeah. I mean, Francis definitely had a wild shit this week. And he had normal poop today. So, you know, congratulations to him.
Yes.
And all Sully, dogs. And animals looking, when they're.
Yeah. Congratulations to all animals when they make a solid.
Wait, what's the update? What's he licking right now? His ass?
No, he's just standing there. He's not licking anything. I'm debating whether I should clean up the poop or if we should just power through TV talk and I'll deal with
probably,
it in a bit.
You can clean up the shit if you want to. It's definitely going to smell like shit. I'm full
of jam. Okay, let's move on to TV talk.
TV talk, TV talk.
TV talk. Wow, where do we start? Ooh. Let's start with the SVU.
Wow, can you fucking believe it?
It's been so long.
I know. And it was like,
what did you think of the app?
I mean, I think it was if the only way you could probably introduce your season after BLM. So
I agree. The episode was basically that incident in Central Park where the white woman called the cops on that black man who was bird watching. It was basically right. That like that story, except he was jogging. And she called the cops. When they came, the cops found like a half dead man who claims that he was raped, but there was no evidence that it was the black guy. Anyway, it really caused the detectives to look within themselves and discover their own biases.
It's true. It's true. Do you think that Olivia, wow, is that her name?
Yeah.
God, it feels like it's been months since I've said it. Do you think she's learned her lesson? Do you think she's really searched within herself and found her personal bias?
Look, I think that the nice thing about Law and Order is it can be this fantasy world where police admit that they were wrong. I don't right. think this is a truthful story. I don't think the NYPD was like, you know what? I could have handled that situation better. I just don't think the police are capable of that sort of self-reflection.
Well, okay, yeah. And optimistically speaking, hopefully people see that and are cops and actually believe that.
Yes. You know, but it was nice to see this. Great. It was nice to see it in this fictionalized way. And I thought, you know, it's like their job isn't to say what happened. They handled it in a way that like the characters are still redeemable.
You're right. You're right. Can you believe Noah is 70 years old?
Noah literally aged so.
Oh, we'll put him on the slider.
Yeah, let's definitely put a side by side of him last season and him now. Like, let's just say that like kids during quarantine, the kids who have a growth spurt during quarantine, like, wow, I didn't even think of that as a thing. But that must be really weird for everybody else.
Yeah, he's enormous now.
Literally a wrestler.
Yeah, can you? He really is a wrestler. Can you believe the like COVID drama with everything and like how they're inserting COVID in everything in the show? It's just like,
it's weird.
We get it because you're wearing masks. You don't need to. We can tell if it's before or after COVID at this point. You don't need to.
We know it's after COVID, but it's also weird that it's like, so that they can have dialogue, they like take off the mask as soon as they're about to talk to people. Like they're like, they enter a room with a mask on, and then the first thing they do when they enter the room is take it off. And it's just bizarre. It's like, I know you have to do this for the illusion of a TV show, but like, I mean, I don't know.
It's just, it kind of does promote the wrong idea. I mean, if people are looking like, into it, I don't know what people like think is real or not anymore. Just like, what is a good example?
It's bizarre. Just funny, like two detectives walking up to a crime scene and like they go under the crime scene tape. And as they're walking up, they like take their masks off. I'm like, this is opposite. This is weird.
funny portrayal though. It's just like, okay, so you were tested but you don't need these masks now, right? I'm questioning whether or not you guys were tested on the set or this is just for show. That's a really funny point. Like,
I'm honestly just really happy that it's back.
Listen, it's back, baby.
It's back, baby. And like, they don't always have to do like they had to do their first episode had to be a Black Lives Matter episode. It had to be.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but now they did a fine job.
They did a fine job. Now I'm sure they're going to go to the, you know, the same run of the mill rape cases, the rivers and the lakes that we're used to.
It's, I mean, literally.
Yeah. So that's SVU. Let's do GBBO. Did you watch?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I did. Even though I'm upset that my girl went home.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's depressing.
It is. So it was dessert week,
which is like broad, but
so I mean, broad.
I just assume that anyway, whatever. You just assume it's it isn't all. It's breads too. It's bread plaques.
Yeah. Well, they didn't do bread plaques this week. Oh, I hear what you're saying. Wow. I mean, the showstopper this week was crazy. Anyway,
wacky.
The signature, they did the mini cheesecakes. And then the technical, they did that like weird suet pastry that had an entire lemon in it. And then for the showstopper, they did injected jelly art cakes.
I thought those were pretty.
I thought those were pretty too, but I would never really eat one. But I thought Laura, who did the koi pond, I was like, damn, Laura, that's impressive.
Yeah, I really damn Laura too.
I really, really damn Jeffrey, like damn Jeffrey Toobin.
I mean,
I feel great. I feel like perfect.
Bossman Biden.
Did not mean to even do
wow.
that.
Wow. Bossman Biden.
Damn.
Jeffrey Toobin. Real fans can say Jeffrey Toobin on beat. then, I mean, I was surprised at how many people chose to do passion fruit in the cheesecakes. Do you like passion fruit?
I don't care. I mean, whatever. If it's in front of me, I'll eat it, but I'm not going to suss it out. I'm not going to GBO.
I like it. I would GBO suss it out.
Wow. It's your fave?
No.
You don't like strawberries, but you love passion fruit. This is crazy. Okay.
It's not that crazy. Tons of people like passion fruit. I do like the taste. It's very specific. It's like fruity and citrus. I would eat up a sorbet.
Passion fruit is the one that the flowers are really pretty, right? They're like purpley, wacky flowers. And then the insides are like...
It's like boogery gloop.
See, and it's... So you it's don't like eat sour seed, cream, but you like, love boogery goop. I don't understand.
It's like seedy boogery goop.
I would love to eat that. I just do not understand where you even come close to it.
Well, I would never eat it raw. I would never eat it in its goopy form. I would eat it like as a juice or like in a beverage or certainly in a cheesecake. Delicioso. Yum, yum, yum.
My name is Zoe Clara and I would eat it in a juice.
I would eat it in a juice. And then for the weird the technical challenge where they had to make suet pastries suet with lemon. A whole entire fucking lemon in it. That stressed me out.
We'll put it in the slider. It was hard.
They did a bad job.
Why this?
Is that what British people eat? Here come the suet police.
Yeah, to take us away from making fun of their dessert, their favorite dessert. I don't know.
It was just weird, like
weird things. And then they think the American stuff is weird. And you're like,
you fucking put an entire lemon in a pastry. That's grounds for being institutionalized, I think.
I guess that's true. I mean, I wonder what's weird to them about America. Email Diane if you're British and you have opinions.
We know of at least one British fan, so please email Diane. Please email Diane your personal experiences with suet pastry. So then, of course, please. Let's go on to talk about the Masked Singer, because this week was there were only
was it this week
three.
Or last?
It was this
was
week.
Was this?
But I didn't watch last week. I didn't watch last week's either. So last week Bob Saget was unmasked, and this week some country star and his wife were unmasked, and I didn't know who they were.
I feel like I've maybe seen them once or twice in my life. Oh, you know, just out and about, just kidding.
Sure, yeah, because you're a huge country fan and you just will wait out, you'll loiter outside of their house waiting to see them because you love their music
Number two fan.
Okay, amazing. So the Snow Owls, who were a duo, were unmasked, and there's some country singers, and then Squiggly Monster was unmasked, and it was Bob Saget. I thought it was Chevy Chase, which, like, same thing. And you thought it was Jason Alexander.
I really did. And then, like, as soon as it got closer and closer, I was like, God fucking damn it, I know it's Bob Saget. Now.
Everyone fucking guessed Bob Saget, and Bob Saget was so on Masked Singer watch in every way.
It's true. All the signs were there. And wasn't AFV on Fox?
Yeah.
I always search for those goddamn
you
Fox folk.
You call it AFV. because you're a real fan.
I'm a real fan. Real fans know.
And then I think the son may be JoJo.
Yeah, I'm very clueless on the son.
And now I kind of also think Popcorn is Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I
that was a good guess.
Agree with
now,
that.
It like sounds like her to me now.
It does, and even when she's just speaking too, you can kind of hear it, you know.
Yeah.
And when she's singing, I just really think it's Cindy.
I think it's Sydney. Did you watch The Batch? Tayshia.
Yes. Yes, I did. Ugh.
She's so much better than Claire, though.
Oh yeah, 100,000 times
like,
better.
It feels like a real season.
It does actually feel like a real season. And like, it was so funny when they brought in like yet another truckload of men.
They're oh my like, God, Spencer.
Which was Spencer.
Spencer.
We'll put him in the slider.
Yeah, Spencer. I think that he looks like a guy, like the husband in a Hallmark movie that ends up being a killer. Like he has those blue eyes. Like he definitely just has that face of like the Mr. Charming who ends up killing his girlfriends.
On a boat, yeah. I mean, seems like
ooh,
it.
Ooh, sexy.
Boat murder. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to recognize their faces until at least, like, I mean, they're not going anywhere, I guess. No vacays.
No, they're not going anywhere.
Real bummer for them. That's
I mean,
sad.
Do you think they'll just, like, go to a different part of the hotel and be like, we're on vacation on the west side of this hotel?
They'll just go to, like, Pioneer Town or something.
Yeah, I mean, no, they will. I'm sure they'll have, like, they'll do something for the what's it called, the overnights fantasy suite. I'm sure they're gonna like go to some Joshua Tree Airbnb for a fantasy suite.
A likely story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or they'll like rent it. They'll do some shit. Maybe they will
the
move locations.
They have to. I mean, they have to move at least one location. They can, and California is quite a large state. I'm sure they'll find
it's
somewhere to cram
large.
Them all in.
Yeah. I mean, I think they could probably go and find like a huge Airbnb that's like a 8-bedroom or something like that and Tayshia can have her own guest house. I do sort of feel like Tayshia was robbed of a season, though. Like, she deserves. Oh,
she definitely
better.
Was. She all these goddamn so men better. Being like, I have already basically fallen in love with Claire.
I know.
So, like,
I
this
could
is
not
hard
believe
for me.
That so many people fell in love with Claire. Honestly, damn Jeffrey Toobin on that, because that's crazy.
Damn. That's a huge
damn Jeffrey
Toobster.
Toobin. That's a
damn
huge.
Jeffrey Toobin?
That's a huge Jeffrey Toobin.
It's a big JT. I think they're just lying. You know what I mean? I think they're just right. saying it, TBH.
Right. But I just hope that Tayshia finds love, because she's so pretty, and pretty people deserve love.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Bossman Biden?
Certainly. And Bossman Biden, like Biden deserves love. Did you see the video of him going on a bike ride with Jill? So wholesome.
No.
Surrounded
can we watch
by Secret
that?
Service.
I can't.
I saw it on TikTok. I don't know how to pull it up.
Oh, fuck it. We'll put it
it's
in.
Pretty
we'll
boring.
Put that in the slimy.
Okay, yeah. No, it's like, it was a charming moment. They were surrounded by Secret Service, though.
Charming moment alert.
It would be weird to, it's weird that he's going to be the president, man. He's old as hell.
He's your president.
He's my president. He's and mine. My president. That's how yeah. I feel about it.
I don't think he was first, second, third, or fourth on my list, TBH.
Certainly not. Certainly it. Not. Yeah, we'll see who he puts in his cabinet. Probably a bunch of Republicans. So
<Can't wait. laughs>
that should be interesting to watch.
Damn. Get... Jeffrey Toobin?
Jeffrey Toobin's going in the cabinet. Who's on cabinet watch? Joe
wait,
Biden's
I wanna
cabinet
see if,
watch.
I want to see if this works.
Damn. Boss Jeffrey man, Toobin? Biden?
Oh, it just plays at the same time. But I was hoping it'd just be like, damn, Bossman Biden.
Oh, no, played at the same time. I think that's a no. setting that you can do, though, where you can cut them
ooh,
off.
Good
cut them off.
No, cut them off.
Cut them off. Yeah, so is it time to end it?
Sure.
Great.
Did we TV talk our hearts out?
Is there any? Oh, do you have any other? Oh, well, I guess I did watch Dash and Lily, which is a new Netflix show.
is that that's the high school drama thing?
No, no, no. That's Grand Army. Get it straight, please.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So Dash and Lily is a beautiful tale about two people who are, let's say they're in their early 20s and they live in New York City, the city of love. And the girl, Lily, hides a note in the Strand bookstore in the Salinger
ooh.
Section.
Ooh.
Like right between two copies of Franny and Zoe. Oh, and goodness. It's like it has like a scavenger hunt and they end up like writing letters to each other and like low-key falling in love, but they're so different because she loves Christmas and he hates Christmas. Anyway,
I
it
do not
been
hate
a-
chinchillas.
It could have been a movie, but it was a series and I binged the whole Mama Jamma.
I mean, you really killed it. Listen, putting your time into Netflix, baby. Love doing it.
She's no Emily in Paris, but she honestly fills that void pretty well.
I love it. I love when that happens.
I feel great.
Yeah,
I feel
great
like
about it.
Perfect.
I feel perfect about it. Perfect. Also, after we recorded, badonkadonk to Ben Carson because he definitely got the COVID.
I thought you were gonna say he died of COVID.
No, but he got COVID.
Yeah. Definitely did. Wow, no one guessed
he definitely
him though,
did. No, and also Matt Gaetz got COVID, and it also seems like he's courting Tiffany Trump. Have you seen those tweets?
No. Well, this is news to me.
Matt Gaetz, the like super Trumpy congressman.
Is he like a young man?
Yes.
I can see his face in my head. I yes. wonder if it's the same one I'm thinking of. Oh, you goodness. Goodness
it was
me. Yeah. This is like, he would definitely creep on her at like the Mar-a-Lago buffet line. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I remember this. I think this was under, do you follow? I think
it
it's, I'm staring at it.
Oh, you're staring at the Matt Gaetz fire emoji, heart eyes emoji, thumbs up. And then Tiffany Trump is posing in her red suit. With a heart emoji?
She's like, yeah, incredible.
Tiffany Ariana Trump. She really got into the Trump family in the last year of the administration. She's been accepted.
They pulled all the stops and still fucking
they
lost. I mean,
pulled all the stops. They got Tiffany in. All right.
I mean,
so
Even if they were to be like, okay, so we lost, but you know what? This was a rough year for us. We couldn't even have the year we wanted to have.
It's
so
true.
I blame it's true. That. It's just what's coming.
Please pray for our president. When you're done praying for him, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
We love it.
Bad Boy Pods, the name, 5-star ratings, the game. Also, email Diane at Bad Boy Pod, your diarrhea stories, everything we mentioned to email about this episode. Don't remember them all, but I'm sure they were all extremely interesting. And if you have a story, please email it. Email your bad boys on the block too, because we would love to curse out a neighbor or like a squirrel living in your attic or whatever. On your behalf, of course,
holes,
with your consent. Holes, holes,
holes. Holes, holes, holes. Holes,
undeniable holes, holes, holes. Wayo. And subscribe. I don't know if that's even a thing people do anymore. Like, email Diane if the kids still subscribe. Yeah, that's all I have to say, I guess.
Listen, Diane loves an email. Send her one. Yeah, she'll send you a picture of a Beanie Baby back. She loves doing that.
Beanie Baby back. Damn, Jeffrey Toobin.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin. Brought to you by Lady Parts.